Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, as I do each week at this time, with a great deal of pride and pleasure, by the way, I take this moment to point out the conclusion of the work week, and even of more import, the beginning of the weekend. Let's bang the drum.
Hoo-ah!
Everybody, here we go. Uh-huh.
Excellent.
Yeah. I don't want to work. I want to bang on the drum all day. That's all. I don't want to play. I just want to bang on the drum all day. Uh-huh. Never happened to me. Yeah, right. I don't want to work. I want to bang on the drum all day.
What?
I don't want to play. I just want to bang on the drum all day. That's all I want to do. I just want to brighten up a cloudy Friday afternoon. Here we go. Weekend now officially kicked off here on the Bobby Mac Show with yours truly, the attack dog of the right, the bombastic loud mouth of the South, the rabid shock jock, the president and dean of Insensitivity University, where we specialize in non-politically correct studies. Or as Miss Moneypenny likes to point out, the guy with more titles than a Game of Thrones character, which is pretty much true. Great to have you along. It is the Friday free-for-all, or as we like to refer to it, the all-skate, meaning anything you feel like talking about today is fair game. And all you need to do is grab the phone, use the Ingalls Advantage talk line number, 800-347-1063, or if you prefer to send me a text message, we have the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line available for you at 71307. Speaking of the text line, let me quickly get caught up there. Bobby Mac, today is St. Nicholas Day at the Council of Nicaea. He witch-slapped the heroic Arius so badly he's not around to do the same to the heretic Pelosi. So there you go. You can look it up. It's in the history books. We had that in ATF today, Amazing True Facts, the scientific list, ostensibly, of the favorite Christmas movies of all time. Bob, Gremlins? Seriously? I walked out of the theater with my best friend when that was on the big screen. After the microwave scene, she and I looked at each other and said, okay, time to go. Still at the top of my list of worst movies ever, along with Reanimator. Reanimator. Hadn't thought about that movie in a long time. Thank goodness. Now, Bobby, with that list of movies, whatever happened to the Bipolar Express? Bob, the KFC Christmas log, put it in the fireplace and it smells like fried chicken. $19? Look, if I want the smell of fried chicken, why am I not just going to buy a bucket of KFC chicken? Well, see, they're kind of hoping, I guess, that the stimulation of the KFC smelling Yule log will bring you back into KFC for the real thing. Bobby, you mentioned yesterday in Boneheads, the Christmas gift that's actually out there, the fart machine. I should point out, I married my fart machine, and he's always loaded. Boy, am I sorry to hear that. Bob, sorry, my voice to text isn't working very well. I would cut that chicken fried log into four pieces. Okay. Good Lord, Bobby. I'll just take my life in my hands and hit Popeyes and get $20 worth of chicken. Yeah, a lot of people had the same feeling. Why am I going to spend $19 for a Yule log that smells like it? Bobby, this is your intelligence analyst. My sources say the fart launcher was originally a Pentagon project for either crowd control or enhanced interrogation. Yeah, puts waterboarding to shame by comparison. That's the one that got fouled up in voice to text and didn't make it. Bobby Mac POTUS 2020. Nope, don't look here. We've got a guy, I think, perfectly suitable for the job. Bobby, Mitch McConnell, it's all about the money. He'll get judges through to appear legitimate so he can keep his corrupt cash flowing. Bobby, I'm going to say the media not reporting the number of conservative judges being appointed is actually a good thing. A secret weapon, so to speak. Yeah. I'm inclined to agree. You don't really want to show all of your cards, right? Bobby, I follow Sundance at Conservative Treehouse, and I trust his judgment. My sincere hope is that the turtle, that's Mitch McConnell, will not sell out this beautiful country again for his self-interest. Follow Conservative Treehouse every day. It's like the best soap opera ever. Can't miss an episode. Once you see what's going on, you cannot unsee it. True enough. Bobby, Conservative Treehouse has been my source of news for the last 3 years. I've learned so much from the articles and the comments section as well. Yeah, there is useful data in there. Bobby, thanks so much for informing your listeners about the Conservative Treehouse. That is one that I go to. Zero Hedge is another. I've mentioned that from time to time. And my new favorite site for collating everything together, WhatFinger.com, all one word, whatfinger.com. And it's not any kind of obscene reference. It's just, do you give it thumbs up or thumbs down on the stories they have there? Much more entertaining and informative than the now left-leaning Matt Drudge. Bobby, so according to this, we have to worry about the Senate impeaching him? Now, I think the point that he was making in the piece is that McConnell may do some deal, but at the end of the day, he's going to do the right thing. And look, trust me on this. I'm sure that Mitch McConnell is not exactly thrilled with all of the stuff that Pelosi and Adam Bullschiff are pulling, especially now when he is weaponizing subpoenas to get phone records of other members of Congress. Bobby, here's a suggestion for what to do with the terrorist who attacked the Naval Air Station at Pensacola today. Have an extremely thorough autopsy and then send his parts back individually as the procedure is being completed. Works for me. I love the official line, though. They are studying whether terrorism may have been a factor in this attack, you know. Holy cow, yeah, the guy was a Saudi Arabian Air Force officer over here training at NAS Pensacola. Yeah, we need to look at that, whether or not this may have had its roots in terrorism. Whew. Don't! Yeah, yeah, get back to me on that. Let me know what you find out there, will you? 16 after 5 here on the Bobby Mac Show. Be right back.
baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Hey, who's blowing their horn there? Oh, it's Kenny G. Never mind. Walking in a winter wonderland. We're breaking in some Christmas bumper music today. Only seemed appropriate. 22 after 5 here on the Bobby Mac Show. Great to have you along this afternoon for the free-for-all. As we go back to the phones this afternoon, let's head to Greer and bring in Jim. Hello, Jim, and welcome to the program. Good to have you here, sir.
Thank you, Bobby Mac. Appreciate you taking the call.
My pleasure.
I had a caller earlier this week that said they believe they're going after Trump as hard as they are because they do not want him to nominate another Supreme Court judge.
Right.
If he gets reelected, they've already tried the women coming forward and claiming all kinds of things going on.
Mm-hmm.
I think they can't repeat. So what I think they'll do is they'll bring up their spirit cooking department and say that the candidate in a previous life has done some rather terrible things.
Right.
And they will, of course, have people come forward and say it was them in their previous life that the account happened.
That would be a good look for one of those Senate hearings, you know, to have a seance there, crystal ball, smoke floating through the air. That would be interesting. I mean, great ratings for a cable TV, right?
It would be as good as anything they've come up with so far.
Maybe they could bring back or contact the spirit of Harry Houdini. You know, he was interested in spiritualism and all that sort of stuff. Maybe they could swear Houdini in. He could testify to what transpired in this former life that disqualified this individual from the Supreme Court.
I don't think it would be Houdini that they would conjure. I believe they'd probably go for Aleister Crowley.
Yeah, could well be. I mean, look, yeah, I get that what you're suggesting is totally facetious, Jim. And yet, you know, given what we've seen so far with Christine Blasey Ford and all of that stuff, I don't put anything past him at this point. I also don't know that they wouldn't try and well, maybe it would be too soon, but essentially, I mean, they did the same thing once before with a African-American Supreme Court nominee, as I recall.
Yes.
You know, they tried the sex angle there. Yeah, probably too soon, though. Yeah, but you can be guaranteed of one thing, Jim. Whatever it is, they're cooking it up right now.
Oh, yes. It's already, they've got the memos printed.
Right.
And ready to pass out.
Yep.
And probably waiting in a sealed envelope at all the news agencies.
Yeah, exactly. In a three-ring binder, just waiting to be unsealed and weigh it out page by page. Yeah.
Bobby Mack, I wanted to tell you this. About a month ago now, I was up in North Carolina taking some fall leaves photos.
Yeah.
And there was a radio station that I come across going across the dial. Nothing but Christmas music.
Yep.
So it's really starting real early.
Yeah. Well, our friends at our sister station, Magic 98.9, right across the hall. When did they start, Moneypenny? I think they started, what was it, Labor Day weekend? They started with Christmas music, or when was that?
4th of July.
Yeah, 4th of July. Right.
Whoa.
4th of July. They
well, I'll finish with this. Jeffrey Epstein did not commit suicide.
I hear you. I hear you. I believe he was, in fact, a victim of Arkansas, if anything. Thank you, Jim. I appreciate the call. Hey, look here. Colonel Ted, the official unofficial military affairs correspondent of the Bobby Mack Show, rejoins us this afternoon from parts unknown. Where, this is getting like, where in the world is Colonel Ted? Where in the world is Colonel Ted, Colonel Ted?
Well, I am home.
Really?
Greenville.
Well, yeah, welcome home.
Ready the week. Thank you. Not sure how long I'll be here, but I hardly recognize the place.
I bet. You've been gone so long. Did you remember your home address, or did you have it written down somewhere?
Well, I don't even have one of those anymore.
Oh, you don't? Nice. Oh.
Yeah, no, I'm just using my SUV as my home. And,
oh, I gotcha.
So I don't need when I come back, I use Airbnb and that kind of stuff.
But, gotcha.
Anyway,
so did you ever get your other vehicular transportation back from Colorado?
I did, but it still has the problem that I started the whole saga with back right after Labor Day with a wiring problem. I bet I've had that thing jump between 60 and 70, 75 times, and a couple of times since I've been back, but I've got an appointment Monday to take it to the dealer and finally get it fixed.
And if memory serves, Colonel Ted, that's a Subaru, is that right?
No. It's a Subaru Mazda dealer, but it's a Mazda.
Oh, is it the rotary engine Mazda?
I don't think so.
Oh, yeah. No, I don't think
Maybe.
They've been making those for a while. That was a good engine, but they couldn't find a market for it.
Yeah, well, so, it's a great car otherwise, but it's had this problem ever since I bought it, and the dealer didn't diagnose it several times that I took it, because the battery's fine, but it's called electrical wiring harness. Some of the models are under recall, but for some reason mine's not, but it's doing the same thing as the models under recall.
Uh-huh.
So it's under warranty, so they, one way or another, they still got to fix it all, don't they?
You know, you could be the central starting point, Colonel Ted, for a class action suit here.
Well, somebody told me I ought to look into the Lemon Law.
Yeah.
And the number of times I took it back last spring, and they told me wrong about what they thought the problem was, and we'll see how that turns out.
I don't even think it's a lemon. I think it's a prune at this point.
Anyway, just quick of that sad news about Pensacola. I was just there a few weeks ago.
Yeah, and, I know. Boy, that's awful.
One of the reports I saw that the sheriff was speaking to the mayor and that kind of stuff, they wouldn't say exactly where it happened, and so I can't visualize. I got to know the base pretty well as long as I was there. And I was down at base operations and along the flight line and stuff. So and saw the foreign areas. I thought the Saudis were trained at Luke. I was surprised to hear it was a Saudi there at Pensacola.
Yeah, apparently,
trained foreign students at several bases.
Right. Apparently, they've moved it over there now. It is a tragic situation. I don't remember that much about the base as well, Colonel Ted, but you'll be stunned to hear I do remember where the golf course is.
Well, everybody's got a golf course.
Yeah. And trust me, the one at Pensacola is really nice.
Yeah, I drove past it.
But, yeah.
I'm not a golfer since my teenage days, but I know a lot of the military guys like to spend some time on the courses.
So are you home to stay for the holidays now?
Well, I want to get out to the West Coast for Christmas, and I'm not sure yet whether that's going to work or not.
Yeah.
I'll be here a couple weeks, and then I'll in and out of town. I got to go down to Columbia Wednesday and Charleston and that kind of stuff.
But, gotcha. Well, check in with us as you always do along the way, Colonel Ted, because you have fascinating trips.
This last 3 months has been the most fascinating of my life, I think.
That may be the understatement of the holidays. Colonel Ted, God bless you. Take care of yourself, sir. 5:30 here on the Bobby Mack Show. Annie's ready to go in the news center. When we come right back on the other side, the poor Bidens. Yesterday, Joe gets accosted in Iowa. Hunter, more trouble. Now, spell that out when we come right back. Welcome back. Great to have you along. I know it's got to be horrific downtown with the TSO show down there and all the everything else is going on as the weekend begins here on the Bobby Mac program. Patience, patience, deep breaths, deep breaths. 22 before 6 here on the program. Before going to the break, I mentioned the fun just keeps coming for the Bidens. Yesterday, creepy Uncle Joe the hair sniffer getting into a little confrontation with a former Marine who had the audacity to accuse Biden of using his influence as vice president to get his kid Hunter a job that paid him over $3 million as a member of the board of directors of Burisma Energy in the Ukraine, company that was under investigation by the prosecutor over there. And you remember Tough Guy Joe at the Council on Foreign Relations sitting there telling us, oh, yeah, yeah, they had $1 billion in aid coming, and I told that Ukrainian president, you better fire that prosecutor in the next 6 hours or you're not going to get the money. Would that be a quid pro quo? Or would that be just straight-out blackmail, bribery, whatever you want to call it? And the guy accused Biden, they said, you're a damn liar. No, he's not. I told Moneypenny, I got to get the Bobettes. You know the singing jingle for The Simpsons? You know, The Simpsons. I got to get the Bobettes to do one for the Bidens. The Bidens. Hunter Biden will have to turn over 5 years of financial records in his paternity battle against his baby mama, London Roberts, the London Daily Mail is reporting. The son of former VP Creepy Uncle Joe Biden, the hair sniffer, will have to tell an Arkansas judge, uh-oh, he's going to have to go to Arkansas? Don't bad things happen there? The son of former VP Joe Biden will have to tell an Arkansas judge exactly how much he made controversially sitting on the board of the Ukrainian oil company. Reported to be, I think, what, $3.1 million. Roberts will also have to disclose her financial records, including how much she made in tips as a stripper at the Empire Club in Washington, D.C., where the two met. So she was a professional woman before getting into the relationship. Originally, Judge Don McSpadden, presiding over the court in Batesville, Arkansas, I've been there, had only asked for 3 years' records, but on Tuesday, McSpadden sent out a blunt letter to attorneys in the case, including the one that Biden fired minutes before a hearing on Monday. He gave both Biden, 49, and Roberts, 28, just 10 days to come up with their financial details. Roberts is demanding Biden pay child support for their 16-month-old child and at least $11,000 in her attorney's fees. Hunter will have to tell the judge exactly how many hundreds of thousands of dollars he made by controversially sitting on the board of the Ukrainian oil company. London Roberts, the woman who claims the son of former VP Joe Biden is the father of her 16-month-old child, will have to reveal how much she made. This whole business, it gets more and more seamy by the moment. To the phones we go. Let's head to my stomping grounds of Taylor's and bring in Ray here on the Bobby Mac Show. Hi, Ray. How was your Friday?
It's been pretty good.
Excellent.
Actually.
Good deal.
Actually, no malarkey.
I think that Creepy Uncle Joe has the malarkey pretty much covered here. It is a bunch of malarkey.
I'm telling you what. I mean, it's amazing what comes out of that man's mouth.
It's instructive, though, isn't it, Ray?
It is.
How in touch, for a guy his age, how in touch Biden is with the 20s?
Yeah.
I don't mean the 2020s. I mean the 1920s.
Oh, That's a good one.
Who said that?
I think it's funny. I think it's funny he has to get aggressive with everybody that
I know it.
A legitimate question.
This guy, you know, years ago there were some commercials, I think for Ever Ready batteries or something with an actor in them, and he had a battery on his shoulder, you know, and kept going, knock this off.
Knock this off.
Yeah, that's what Biden reminds me of. You know, it's like the guy is looking for a fight everywhere he goes.
Bless his heart, I guess that's all he's got left.
Yeah, but, I guess.
That and his memories, and God knows those are moving fast.
That's for sure. They are slipping away rapidly.
Rapidly. I think so is Nancy Pelosi, if that's... That's kind of a plus in my book, but
Nancy, her memory varies with whether she's loaded or sober that day, I think.
You know, I would tend to agree with that statement. I just want to talk to you briefly about the sheriff's race right quick.
Okay, and, sure.
You know, you don't have to go to Washington to get into the deep state. And I'm talking about people who have been in law enforcement and back in law enforcement miraculously. They get to be back in charge of what they lost. And I think we all know that Johnny Mack Brown, sheriff, but Johnny Mack Brown came in a little bit after Cash Williams.
Yes.
I worked under Cash Williams and Johnny Mack. I worked with Frank Luper. And I'm going to tell you, if they want to try to pin something on Cash Williams, then he can't defend himself.
Right.
But I'll say this. That man was in charge at that time, and he's in charge now. And if any, they ought to go ask him where the evidence went. And I certainly, they're part of the deep state. This A.T. Smith guy?
Yeah.
He is married to a Clinton. He is actually was kicked out of his job in the Secret Service where he was head of her detail. And I think people really need to know this is a Democrat running as a Republican. But the way our state is set up, that's the way it works.
Let me ask you something, Ray. Have you been following this murder? Is it called Murder Etc.? The podcast?
Yes.
Yeah.
He's that guy. I don't know.
Is that all conspiracy theory stuff, or what's going on there?
You know what I think it is. I think that it's a guy that's no longer in the news.
Yeah.
Got his face in the paper here a couple of weeks ago on the front page, who basically just concocts different scenarios.
Mm.
And they all point away from everybody else. I think I know who did it.
Really?
Yes. Personally, I don't know their name.
Right.
But I have a good idea. And I can tell you right now, I worked with all those guys.
Mm-hmm.
I was a detective with those guys.
Right.
And I can tell you, that wouldn't have flown. We would have, everybody in there would have known. We were a good department. And Greenville was like third in the nation or second in the nation per capita for murder at the time in the 70s.
For solved cases?
I mean, per population, we were like second or third in the nation for murder per capita.
Oh, wow.
And I used to, we used to go and sit in the coolers at, shopping robs, we call them, 7-Elevens.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Waiting for guys to come in to rob.
Yeah, I remember those days.
Yes. So
I remember in Memphis, they had guys behind a two-way mirror with a shotgun.
Exactly.
Yep.
I had a 12-gauge riot gun wrapped
yep.
up.
Right.
But I just want people to walk into this thing with a clear view. I support Hobart Lewis. I know him. I've known him a long time.
Mm-hmm.
I know... He's a good, Christian, honest man, and he just wants to do what's best for Greenville County.
Well, we're going to have a debate coming up the night before the election, Monday before the Tuesday election. And so we'll have an opportunity to hear from all these guys. But I appreciate your perspective, Ray. Thanks for the call.
Thank you.
My pleasure. 5:48 now, dozen before 6 here on the Bobby Mac Show. Go to the phones ahead when I come. We'll go right back to the phones coming back. Here on the Bobby Mac Show on Friday. That was easy to say.
All right.
Great to have you along here on Friday.
Rock on, brother.
It's what we do, 4 hours each weekday, right here in the afternoons. Appreciate the lift home, by the way. In on the text line, 71307. Bob, besides the impeachment being a well-staged fake, so is hypersonic flight. Even if 5 times the speed of sound were possible, re-entry into the atmosphere would destroy the craft and kill the pilot. The atmosphere would act like a solid, wet blanket. Remember the Gemini spacecraft? I guess starting with those, they were worried about them burning up coming back. Hey, Bob, I thought old Joe Biden was going to pull a corn pop on that guy in Iowa yesterday. Yeah. Bobby, you were trying to think of Robert Conrad, a.k.a. Jim West. He was the actor daring us all to knock the battery off his shoulder. Yeah, kind of like creepy Uncle Joe. Bob, I asked a doctor friend of mine to comment on Speaker Pelosi's speech and behavior. Said he thinks she's had a medical episode, possibly a mild stroke. Either that or she's just a hard-hitting dummy, as many believe. I got a text message in here from Creepy Uncle Joe. Hey, Bob, that old man asked me if I son worked for an oil company, and I told him no. That was the correct answer. He didn't work for an oil company. He just got paid. He actually has never worked a day in his life. Thanks. Sincerely, Jay Biden, Washington, D.C. Bobby, I think Grandpa Joe can't even spell IQ. Bob, perfect campaign slogan for Joe Biden. Now, Moneypenny and I and Little Annie have suggested OK Boomer was the appropriate campaign slogan for Joe. But here's a good idea, too. Perfect campaign slogan for Joe Biden. Hey, you kids, get off my lawn. Hey, Bobby, when I was an MP officer basic course at Fort Leonard Wood, I had 3 Saudi lieutenants in my class. There were at least 8 Saudi captains in the advanced course at the time, and this was in 2003. Sadly, kind of surprised this hasn't happened sooner. Hear ya. To the phones we go. Let's head to Spartanburg and bring in John here on the Bobby Mac Show. Hello, John. Happy Friday to you, sir.
You too. I know you remember Lloyd Bridges.
I do indeed. Even remember his kids. Yeah, Sea Hunt.
Do you ever remember him doing a comedy role?
Oh, sure. He did a bunch of them, and he was good at them. He was really good in Airplane.
I didn't know that, but I tell you what, I seen the episode of Seinfeld, and where he played a Mr. I think Mandelbaum, and he was just like Joe Biden. He was trying to challenge. He's like 80 years old, and
right.
And they're trying to keep him from hurting himself, but he's wanting to challenge all these younger guys so that he can lift more weight than they can, and all that.
Yeah, let's have a push-up contest, right?
Yeah, and he's picking up a barbell, and you can hear his back cracking. He falls on the floor.
You know,
I
see Biden doing that stuff, and all I can think of is Doc Holliday in Tombstone. You ever see that film?
Yeah,
it's a great line. I know. Let's have a spelling contest.
Yeah.
I would.
I'd love to see that movie. They were making fun of him because he was, I think, he was drunk. Yeah, and he cross-eyed. and he said, "That's okay. I got 2 guns, 1 for each of you."
That's right. Yeah. This is starting to look more and more like typecasting, isn't it, John? Thank you for the call, sir. I appreciate it. I'll take a break for the news. 1 more to go. The bonus hour still remains here for the Friday free-for-all on WORD.
Hey.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.